This episode of Unfiltered is sponsored by Deliveroo, your speedy shopping destination for baby supplies. They'll deliver nappies, wipes, and more to your door in as little as 20 minutes. Subject to availability, geographical restrictions, delivery and service fees apply. Delivery times may vary. See deliveroo.co.uk for details.
Our commute sounds like a holiday in the Maldives right now. Sitting on a train, reading a book, reading the news, listening to a podcast.
No, but it's like I've had to... That is
someone in your armpit, try someone on your tear.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. So today I'm joined by Priscilla, Sam and Tash, and we're talking about how things change when you have a baby in terms of parenting roles. Do you have a primary carer? Do you share it out evenly? What happens if one of you goes back to work? Who is it who really gets the short end of the parenting stick, eh?
I'm concerned there may be a few rows. I can always see some, already see some side eye going on here. But we're talking today... about who has it harder, like in those early days, who has it harder? I'm going to start with you, Tash.
Well, the women, obviously. Like, I don't think people realise how much you do sacrifice when you have a baby. You literally sacrifice your whole personality.
And do you think your wife feels the same?
What do you mean, that she sacrificed? No. We had a bit of an argument the other day about how much my life has changed and how little hers has changed. I'm quite lucky. She does all the nappy changes unless she's at work. So I do it, obviously. I don't just leave him in the day.
You won't phone her up and be like,
come home. So if she's off for the day or during the night, she does nappies, I do feeding. So we were kind of having a bit of a debate on how much things have changed. And I said, apart from a few nappy changes and maybe a few night wake-ups, your life is completely the same.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is completely different. It's been turned on its head.
Do you think that's a choice, though? Because, you say that you don't want to be away from him and things like that.
Well, I'm on maternity, so...
But if you allowed her to do more, then she would bond with the baby more, gives you some more time off.
She's bond with him, but I'm just neurotic.
I think it's the,
I'm a very anxious mum.
It's the balance, because I remember this row, and it was an ongoing row for quite a long
what
time.
What about the...
About the blight.
Yeah, like let the husband feed
changed.
The baby, you know, but, let someone else do
but
something.
But I think it's also... It's also the flip side on that. You, as the person that's still going to work, are still expected to function as if nothing has changed.
I get that, but you still get to go to you get to go to work. You get to have adult conversations. You get to go for a in peace.
You
have your lunch break. You can have a shower. Like Nancy can go to Tesco's. Just. For 20 minutes and walk around the aisles without thinking of, like, are my nipples leaking? Do I look like shit? Is he going to be hungry? Do I have to wear a nursing bra? Am I going to have to get my tit out? It's going to rain. Have I got the rain cover? It's like...
I hear that. It would have been a few years ago.
I get you're tired. You have to do a full day's work.
You've got to do a full day's work. You've got to do it. But you're expected by your boss and by your team and by your and everybody else to still, like, as if your life has not fundamentally changed.
Yeah.
You're supposed, because for me, for example, with my eldest, I got 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
right?
So I got 2 weeks off. 2 weeks off where
sleepless
effectively
nights, yeah.
I've had sleepless nights. Sleepless nights. Also helping not only my child, who's now new to the world, but also helping my wife recover. And then I've just got to get up on day 15 and go back to work and operate as if nothing has changed.
But do you not think nonsense. That the women have full-time job every single day?
Oh, 100%.
Day?
100%.
15, 16 hours of alone time.
Can I pull up my violin, please? Can I
pull up my
violin? I'm just saying, can I pull up my violin?
I'm a single mother.
Yeah,
so I have to work and do all of that. I don't get to stay at home. Like when my child was born, the next day I did a show. do you know what I mean? The next day. And I was paralyzed when I got home, literally paralyzed. I couldn't move. But I didn't realize. Yeah, because you know your bones are like kind of, they will break.
So
you
no, took give just, birth. Just the next day.
Yeah, the next
and
day.
And when you say a show, you mean?
I was singing, yeah. So I was singing and it was a commitment that I had like way before. And my child was supposed to be like, I was supposed to give birth to him like earlier. He was late. And so I was like, everything's planned. I was like, da-da. And then it was like, do you want to cancel the show? I was like, I've never cancelled anything in my life. So I got up, did the show, went home. And then like in the night, I just couldn't move.
Mm.
My legs stopped working. God. And then he was crying. So I had to shove out of bed and shiver on the floor and go all the way to my son. So that's what you call struggle, honey. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no, I had to go back to work and do it by myself.
I mean, I think you say that's, like, that sounds beyond difficult.
Yeah.
But I think just because one experience is different to another doesn't negate the struggle of the other.
100%.
And I remember my husband going back to work and him finding it so difficult to be away because I was an absolute mental head case. Like, I still am. Lost my mind with everything. And there's this baby that... existed that at the time I was like, I don't know if I love it. Like, I don't really have a bond with it. I don't know. I know I've got to keep it alive. I know I've got to look after it. And I think it's really hard. Like,
I think the 2 weeks paternity, because obviously my wife only got 2 weeks paternity as well. I mean, where we work, we could have split it 6 months and 6 months. Absolutely not. So she had 2 weeks. And I do think it's really unfair. Like, I'm with you on that. Like, because it still is a big change for the other parent. And it is the sleepless nights. And those beginning bits are the worst. Like, he's quite good now. He probably only gets up once a night. But in the early days, when it was like every 2 hours, he had to be fed. And each time he's fed, he takes an hour to get put back down. And then you've got to do the dreaded transfer from your arms into the crib. And it's just like, so like each wake takes about, let's say like 2 hours sometimes. When my wife was beside me having the audacity to be snoring while I'm sitting there trying to stay still in the pitch black, trying to do everything not to wake up my son, I wanted to punch her in the face. Like, punch her in the face. And then, like, when I'm kind of shaking her to get up to help me with the transfer, she's huffing and puffing. Like, oh, what did she say to me? When you wake me up, can you just put your hand on me? Don't shake me.
Wow.
I was like, I'll shake you with a baseball bat. Like, literally.
Yeah. I remember my husband having the audacity one morning to say, oh, I'm so tired. I really didn't sleep very well.
Divorce. Divorce. Yeah. Yeah, but definitely the women.
So. You know, I mean, he would argue, I know, but I've got to go to work and I've got to be...
Yeah, I've had that argument so many times. I'm tired, I've got to do a full day at work. I'm tired, I have to keep a baby alive for 15 hours till you get home. Like, yeah. I mean, they're both hard. I get it. We both, like, work hard jobs that are important that you can't be tired for. My partner also works in a prison. But I'm keeping someone alive. I think mine's way more harder.
See, I was a solid sleeper until we had kids, and then I literally I wake at if they go in their sleep, I'm up like this, so I'm immediately awake.
Yeah.
So even in those early days, I'd be getting up as well to help or support as useful as I could be because we were breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But I think it's the understanding of the brutality of just like right, you've not had a good night's sleep. You're not only trying to keep yourself functioning, you're trying to support and keeping another life alive, helping your wife or partner recover from a physically unbelievable experience that is exhausting. I think I remember the doctor saying at this point, like, this is the pain of this contraction is like your wife breaking both her legs at the same at the same time. So she's gone through all of that, and the expectation on you is you just have to hold your shit together, keep all of this going, and then also go into work, function as if nothing has happened, and deliver to the level that you don't fall below it, so that you still meet your expectations, you still get that promotion, you still do all of this stuff, and if you've got a team reporting to you, balancing all of that. And then come back, and it could have been, and this is the thing, it could have been an absolutely shit day in the office. You come home, your wife's had a shit day as well because the baby's been shit. So you then,
I get you.
And then you're just like, where the fuck do I go?
You want to keep everyone happy. Yeah.
And where do I get to release my my piece?
Unfortunately, as the non-birthing partner, you are the lowest priority. Yeah, unfortunately, it's true. And I say that in the nicest possible way because I said this to my wife last week. The priority is the baby. The second priority is the birthing person because they have to keep the baby alive. So their mental health and physical health is important. And unfortunately, you're on the lowest rung because,
I remember my husband saying, you know, look, when I come home from work, I've had a really struggle, like, difficult day. Can I just have, like just 20 minutes when I come home?
Oh, I hate it when they say that. Can I just jump in the shower first?
Before you? And I was like, no, I'll tell you what you can do. You can pull over in a lay-by before you get home and you can have 20 minutes there because the very second you're walking in this door, I can't deal with knowing you're in the house.
Same.
The rage, it would, rise up within me.
I hate it when my wife says, just give me 2 minutes. Hold on, just give me 2 minutes. Or if I'm like, can you pass me the breast pump? Just give me 2 minutes. I would do anything for 2 minutes. Like, what I would do with 2 minutes, I can't say right now.
But this is the thing, like, you no longer get those, like, 5 minutes, 2 minutes in the house. So the only place, like, I had to work out, like, I have to de-stress and reconfigure myself on a shitty commute back from the train station, crammed with someone up my armpit, somebody pushing me in the back. But I've got to de-stress, ready to go.
I'm trying to make this sound really hard.
This sounds amazing. What about your lunch hour?
I had to get a train.
When you go to the toilet in peace. Our commute sounds like a holiday.
Do you know what I mean? What are you talking about?
Sitting on a train, reading a book, reading the news, listening to a podcast.
No, but it's like I've had to... That is
someone in your armpit. Try someone on your tit.
Do you know what I mean?
But that person, that person on your tit has been invited to your tit. He's this person's invited. Up my armpit.
It's not true.
I'm getting a call.
It's up my. Up.
No one cares.
but this is the challenge.
Need nappies in a hurry? Then you really need Deliveroo. Subject to availability, geographical restrictions, delivery and service fees apply. Delivery times may vary. See deliveroo.co.uk for details.
but this is the challenge, right? You have to. You are no longer the priority in a relationship that you were previously.
And as a man, that must be so
one hard. Half of the priority. Yeah. But then you also have to deprioritize yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. But still. The rest of the world expects you to still operate as if you are.
I get
that's
you. True. I get
central
you.
Focus. Yeah. And that's me. I'm just mocking.
We're only joking.
What about for you? Because you must find it. Like I honestly do not know how single parents do it.
When my
husband goes away from work for work, and I have like the kids for like 3 days by myself. I mean. When he comes home, I'm like, thank you for coming back. Thank you for not leaving me. I find it so hard.
I don't know. Because I'm quite childlike. I enjoy kids. Like, it's fun for me. There's only been like a few times.
Oh, come on.
No, honestly. Been a few times where I told you, remember, I'm one of 10. I'm used to the carnage. Like, we're used to it.
There was only one.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. There was one day I was by myself. Mum was abroad and he kept crying for like 4 hours straight. And I sat there in the bed like that. And I looked in one space. You know, like I turned into someone else. And I swear, I went crazy. I was like, yes! You be quiet! You know? Turned to like Gollum or something. Yeah. And then I was like, What are you doing? I called her and I'm like, Mom, I think I've gone mad. She was like, you haven't gone mad. That's normal. Try 10 kids, shut up. Yeah. She put the phone down on me. She's like, try 10 kids, no one cares. Cry me a river. I was like, I thought that was scary. But that was the only time. Once she said that, I was like, okay, reality, babies cry, it's okay. You know, think of, I started going on Google, I started going on YouTube.
Why is my baby crying?
No, I did. I tried to figure out different ways of, like, you know, they call it when they're crying and you still put them to sleep thing and you leave them.
Oh, we cry it out.
Yeah.
So I tried all the methods.
Yeah.
So I've done every method of everything. Like, it's crazy. I was like, I'd done that for like 2 weeks. I was like, that didn't work.
Yeah.
I tried the whole cotton sleeping with me thing. sleeps on my chest, put him in the cot. That doesn't work. He just grew out of it. He just grew out of it. He was himself.
Do
you know?
Hats off to you. I don't know how you did that on your own.
Yeah, even now, like, my son is so, like, when my friends come around, they can't believe it. I'm like, it's 7:30. He goes, no worries, mum. He's going to brush his teeth, put his pyjamas on. I'm going to read my chapter book and then go to bed and read himself to sleep. Does not hassle me because of routine. That's what I say. The cure to anything with a child is routine. If they do that from zero, your life is bliss. Yes. I mean, my life is blissful.
We've got routine. Like, we have a set bedtime and we read a story every night, and we, you know, but you can guarantee it's still a show.
Because I remember, previously my wife used to work, my wife used to work every Saturday. So every Saturday it was me, right, we've got this birthday party we need to go to, then we've got to do this, then I need to keep you engaged, but then I also want some time. And I just got absolutely, I got absolutely frazzled. I was like, I don't know what you need to do, but this shit can't run no more, because
and that was just one day.
Make Saturdays great again for me, because this is too much.
When we had when we had Fred, so he was 2 months early, I was very, very ill in hospital and had to have multiple, it was a horrible way to have a baby. I had to have multiple surgeries afterwards. He came out of hospital before I did. And when I, during this whole time, like, my mum was super helpful, and my mum came and stayed with us at home. And so at home, it was my mum, my husband, and then our four-year-old. And she sort of was able to keep things like normal for my four-year-old. And my husband to this day will argue that he had the harder time of it during that period.
Wow.
Because he was at home with my mum. To be honest, sometimes I agree with him.
It's crazy.
I think it's like just, it's there, everyone has got unique challenges and it's not a competition, but it's just an appreciation.
Well, it is.
You got to have a bit of empathy. I remember the one line that always sticks in my mind from RNTT class, which I turned up to so hungover, but that's a different story. was that, you have to have an appreciation. You may have had a shit day at work, and then you come home and you see that the house is a state. Your wife has just sat there with a glass of wine.
Your wife sounds amazing.
She's living the life.
We're only around the corner here in Bromley. Pop over. She may be sat there with the house is a mess, but holding a glass of wine. Just realise you both had a shit day. Order a takeaway. And both just
I think it is hard as well for the working parent as well, because like you said, like, your wife's been there, like, or I've been there all day, you wait for your partner to come home and you're so excited, and like, it's your only bit of adult conversation. So it's like, they need to show up and have a bit of like oomph about them, because they're like, okay, I'm coming in, like, you haven't seen another adult all day, you haven't spoken to anyone, so I'm kind of like, hi, like, what have you been doing, tell me something, you know, because you've been talking in baby voices all day, or like, the only other adult you've seen is the person that you've ordered a coffee from, wandering around the park. So like, it is hard, and I do get it, and I am appreciative, like, you've had to go to work all day, and it's almost like you have to come home and like entertain your wife and the baby, not just the baby. I'm really bad. I'm like, he hasn't done any tummy time, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, there you go.
You know what, that brings me on as well, because I think it's all about mental health as well. Only when my child was like one, I realised that I was important too. Like, in the first year, I just thought it was all about him. And that was the problem for me. Now I do everything that makes me happy, you know?
You've got to be happy to make your child happy. You can't 100%. Sit there crying with the baby. Like,
if I want to do something, he comes with me. We do things together. We make activities. We have lists. I also don't just work. I do things that I enjoy outside of work as well. If you keep feeding yourself in all those different, do you know what I mean, in life, that's then okay. You become okay.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm quite mentally settled, because I do everything. I rave, I eat, do you know what I mean? I paint, I draw, I write, I do whatever makes me happy,
I think from a man's point of view, like, my wife has told me a fair few times, I love you all, but you all just need to f*** off away from me. Just leave me. So what I would do is, like, right, you go and stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
because it's more convenient and have a bath.
What the hell?
Journal, have you got a brother?
Where did she find you?
Just hook me up.
Like I said in the...
You tell me the truth. Like if I make friends with your wife, I'm like, has he?
Like I said, like I said in a previous episode, ladies and gentlemen, brother. I am a catch.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums. You can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.
Arguing over whose turn it is to shop for baby supplies? Let Deliveroo help with stores including Boots, Sainsbury's, Morrisons and Asda. Subject to availability, geographical restrictions, delivery and service fees apply. Delivery times may vary. See deliveroo.co.uk for details.